When I was sitting with my friend at the park, the topic of struggle came up. Struggle to find childcare, struggle to make ends meet. We work very hard for not enough money. The problem is that we can't agree on why it's not enough. I've lived at all ends of the economic spectrum. I've slept in a car and stayed at a 5-star hotel. I've been a renter and a homeowner, a dishwasher, and a consultant. I've lived off my family's kindness, and I've pulled ends together without asking for anything. It's easy to get angry at billionaires, but it's hard to get mad at someone who's barely making ends meet for glancing askance at someone who appears to be living on the dime of the system. But choosing to socialize within a belief system is a quiet luxury, no less than a simple linen shirt. I disagree that people who rely on social safety nets are the problem. Nor do I think the problem is the path people choose to immigrate. But I also do understand that many people are trying to keep their own house in order. There was a time in my life when I chose not to associate with people who didn't share my views. But I once heard that the shortest distance between two people is a story, and I found that to be true. It's important to stand up against injustice. Without action, nothing changes. But the easiest place to stand is on common ground. Let's meet there. I'm Nia Springer Norris, and this is my perspective.